All right, back talking some Baylor and Big 12 college football. Bryce Cherry here with Jason Ortz and John Werner. Guys, Baylor really put together its cleanest game of the season, I thought, in a 70-17 blowout of Rice last weekend. Seth Russell, he didn't throw a pick. Baylor didn't give up a sack. The Bears rushed for more than 400 yards. I think it was 427. And the defense was dominant with its best start-to-finish performance. How much did Baylor need a game like that, you know, going into Big 12 play?
Oh, I think they needed it badly.
Yeah.
Because they'd been so sloppy in their first two games. You know, even though they won them both by 35 points apiece.
Right.
But, yeah, man, what a performance. I didn't expect that kind of blowout. Seth Russell was just tremendous. He only threw 16 passes, but hit 12, and half of them were for touchdowns. So that's not a bad ratio.
Rice may be a bowl team when it's all said and done. I mean, they were last year.
Yeah, and then, you know, they, like you said, they ran for over 400 yards. You know, they're averaging 764 yards per game.
It's insane. I mean, it's just mind-boggling video game stuff.
That's just what they needed heading into Big 12.
I mean, that's pretty much it. No, they really did need a game like that. I think there were a lot of questions on, you know, penalties and turnovers and the inability to run the ball at times. You know, I think obviously the numbers ended up looking good in some of those games, but I don't think they were really consistent running the ball like you would expect that they would be, especially against lesser opponents like SMU and Lamar, although I do think SMU might be better than people think this year.
I agree.
But, you know, I think they did need a game like this. You know, anytime you can carry any kind of positive momentum over, it's not quite the week-to-week league that it is in the NFL. And, you know, in college, I feel like you can carry some momentum over. And you're almost – you can be a similar team week-to-week. You know, in the NFL, it's very much a who's going to show up on which Sundays. But, you know, I think they did a really good job last week. You know, obviously winning by 53 points, and, you know, that's – it's a pretty big win against, like you said, probably a bowl team this year. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, the improvement of the offensive line, you know, running for 400 yards and not getting up a sack. I think that's a really big deal. And, of course, you know, the defense not, you know, being called for 100 yards of penalties and that kind of stuff as well is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, they still did have double-digit penalties as a team. Briles was asked about that, you know, in his press conference this week about the penalties. And, you know, that was really about the only thing you could pull out of that game as basically a negative. And he got a little indignant about it, didn't he? Kind of, in terms of, you know, basically saying, look, man, we're going to go fast. It was like Ricky Bobby, you know, I mean, we're going to go fast and we'd rather go fast and, you know, commit the occasional penalty than, you know, go slow and not score 70 points, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but... you know, I don't think he really cares. I shouldn't say he doesn't care about the penalties, but it's not the biggest deal in the world to Baylor, I don't think.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
145 yards in penalties, and they're not that worried about it.
Right, exactly. Well, they call this matchup with Baylor and Texas Tech the AT&T shootout, and it's certainly lived up to that moniker over the years. I think, John, you had the average score in a story this week.
Yeah, like 55-41.
55-41. I mean, so is there any chance at all that this game doesn't resemble the previous ones in this series? And especially when you consider that Tech is already coming off of a 55-52 loss to TCU last week. I mean, it's inevitable this is going to be a shootout, right?
Yeah, I think the over-under should be 100 at least. That's the low end.
Fox Sports has the over-under at 90. So
that's low.
Too low.
That's too low. But, yeah, I mean, both these teams are just so offensively oriented.
Right.
They both have great quarterbacks. I think Mahomes will end up playing.
Yeah.
And
you're not buying the day-to-day thing, huh?
Well, it might be, but you know, he stayed in that game last week. Now, maybe his knee's gotten a little worse since then, but he stayed in the game after he hurt it.
Hmm.
So, I think he'll play. And, You know, he threw for almost 600 yards last year and six touchdowns.
Right.
So it's going to be up and down. It'll be a 4.5 hour game.
We're glad it's at 2:30.
At least it's an afternoon game for us. But I just think it's going to be another wild game.
What about you, Jason?
The only way I see this not being a complete shootout is if Tech is a little bit down after that loss last week. I mean, that was a really tough way to lose a football game. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old people. I mean, sometimes those things linger a little bit. And, you know, maybe they let it beat you twice, you know. And I think that, you know, that's really the only way it doesn't is if Tech just comes out flat, you know, really gets off to a slow start and just kind of mails it in. And Baylor's able to just kind of jump on them. But otherwise – yeah, it's going to be another shootout. I mean, I think if you just look at the talent of the two teams, like you said, it's offensive loaded. The offenses are just better than the defenses in this game. And, you know, it could end up being, you know, that type of game. And we're going to see a lot of those in the Big 12. Let's be real honest. I mean, it's a league where the offense is just better than defense at most schools.
You know, here's where I say it could be like a slightly less of a shootout. If Baylor's defense plays the way it did against Rice last week, now granted, this is a major upgrade in opponent that they're about to face, but I thought, like I said, it really was their most complete defensive effort. They really got after Rice in terms of pressure on the quarterback. Now, we've talked about that this week in terms of you can't blitz Tech like you could blitz Rice. They get the ball out too fast. But I felt like they made some strides, you know, defensively. I think that they are far more capable than Tech of getting a few stops and creating a few turnovers with their defense. So, you know, is 66-31 still a shootout? I think it is, probably.
I think so.
But, I mean, what I'm saying is I'm not so sure that it's going to be – I don't know, 66-58 or something like that, you know, in terms of just score, 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 score. There'll be some stops in there. I mean, hopefully.
One or two.
As we go into October, you know, we're flipping the calendar. What to you guys has just been the biggest surprise story in the Big 12?
I think West Virginia has. I mean, they moved into the top 25 this week. Their defense has just been outstanding.
Right. And this is a West Virginia team that for several years there was changing defensive coordinators every year.
Oh, yeah. But so far they've given up less than 10 points per game. Now we'll see once they get in the Big 12. They're going to face a lot better offenses than what they've seen so far. But I've been really impressed by them. I didn't think – I mean, you know, they're going to face a lot better competition, but they've they've been pretty good against who they've
played. Yeah, they've dominated the teams that they've played.
I mean,
they've, you know, that's what you have to do when in your non-conference is dominate.
It's kind of a weird one, but I really think it's Texas not losing because of offense. Texas really, I think, as a team coming into the season had absolutely no identity on the offensive side of the ball. With you know, Tyrone Swoops at quarterback scored 3 points in a loss at Notre Dame. But, you know, scored really has played pretty well offensively since then with Jerod Hurd coming in at quarterback. I think he's made a big difference for those guys. But it's been the defense and special teams that have really cost them in some of these games. And I think everybody expected the defense to be pretty stout. You know, the kicking game, it can go one way or the other a lot of the times. You know, you just never know what's going to happen there. But to miss an extra point and just drop a snap on a punt, I mean, that's two really weird ways to lose. And to have it happen back-to-back weeks, I don't think you could ever, you know, think that that's going to happen to you. So I think that's been a really big surprise. You know, obviously the fact that, you know, West Virginia's undefeated, you know, I mean, that's probably a little bit of a surprise. But, I mean, just the way that Texas has been losing. And I guess TCU playing a couple of closer games than maybe people would have thought it's a bit of a surprise. But I just think the way that Texas is actually losing is probably the biggest surprise to me.
You know, I think one of the surprises is how relatively flawless the Big 12 has been in its non-conference games. I mean,
are you taking out Texas?
Well, okay. You know, I said relatively.
Okay.
I am qualifying it. But, you know, we saw Oklahoma go to Tennessee and win. We saw Texas Tech go to Arkansas and win. You know, TCU go to Minnesota. West Virginia beats Maryland. Now, I think all of these games that I just mentioned are ones that we probably picked the Big 12 school. You know, they were a little bit better of a team in that situation. But it seems like every year the league has slipped up in some of those games in the past. And this year, I think they've performed pretty well. I mean, outside of maybe that bottom half of the conference. I mean, so, you know, I think it's been a pretty good non-conference run for the Big 12. And you see it in the conference rankings. They're right behind the SEC in terms of, you know, ESPN's conference rankings. So,
yeah, I think any win you can get on the road against a Power Five conference team is a good one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's that Oklahoma, we talked about it, but that Oklahoma win over Tennessee, you know, at Tennessee, that was a big win for the Sooners, but a big win for the league.
Right.
You know, in those Big 12 games this week, besides, you know, we talked about Tech and Baylor, the other ones. West Virginia travels to Oklahoma in a top 25 matchup. Oklahoma State goes to Stillwater to face K-State. TCU welcomes the reeling Longhorns that we talked about. And Iowa State faces Kansas and Ames in a battle of the doormats there. Every one of these games, the road team is the underdog. My question to you, expert prognosticators, who I think both of you are above me in our pick. So, you know, which of the road teams has the best chance of winning and why?
I'd say probably West Virginia because of its defense.
Right.
I don't think they will win there, but their defense has been so good. And, you know, if you bring a good defense on the road, you have a chance. I'd say that, but I really don't think any of those road teams are gonna win.
Mm. We'll see. We'll see. There's always some, you know, upsets.
How about K-State? I'll go with K-State. I'm not
100%. The Fighting Snyders?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sold on Oklahoma State. I mean, obviously, you know, I think they're a pretty solid football team. But, you know, Kansas State's that type of team that just, if they get things going the right way and they get the game in their style.
They'll get you.
You know, they can get you.
Yeah,
you know,
they'll sneak up and get you.
They can sneak up on you. And, you know, obviously, I think I'm with John. Actually, I don't think any of the road teams will win this week. But I think if I was going to take one, I'd take Kansas State.
I'm with John, I guess. I like the Mountaineers. Oklahoma in Norman is still, you know, what are they, 77-3 or something like that under Stoops.
Yeah, Baylor beat him by 34 points up there last
year. And they lost two of those three last year, I think. So, you know, the Norman shine, you know, is off in terms of, you know, it's not an unbeatable destination anymore. But I'm with you guys. I think all the road teams have an uphill climb. I mean, I kind of like Jason's pick too, though. I mean, K-State, you can't ever count that team out. I don't know how many times we've said it, a bunch, but you know, they're going to sneak up. They're going to get some teams. And Oklahoma State, you know, had a down-to-the-wire game in Austin last mm-hmm. week. So, you know, we'll see. My little last question for you guys this week is, so Baylor does this thing at McLean Stadium where they have people, Baylor, other athletes like track team, volleyball, whoever. They have them up on the big screen, and they quiz them about music, okay? And it's been really sad, honestly, the musical knowledge that these athletes have displayed. My question to you guys is, so, you know, there's certain, like, rock songs or just songs in general, like, you know, obviously John Denver in West Virginia, that just, you know, go with college football. I mean, you know. And so what song, I'm talking about something other than a fight song, you know, by the band, you know, really just, do you like hearing at a college football game? You're a big music guy, yes. Johnny.
I'm going to go with an obscure one that I've never heard at a college football game.
But you want to hear.
Or even on the radio.
So you're making a request to the DJ.
But it has a lot to do with football.
Okay.
It's a song by Wilco, and it's called Kingpin.
Okay.
And it has a lyric in there. It goes, Statue of Liberty play.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You can only use it once. Don't throw it away.
Oh, I like that.
What a great line.
Yeah.
But you will never hear it at a college football stadium.
It's, what is it, too, like, alternative or?
No. You just,
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of Wilco. You don't hear a lot of Wilco.
You got to be a fan.
They're more, yeah, they are sort of more of an obscure band. I like the Statue of Liberty lyric, though.
Yes,
and you
it's
know,
so true.
They could use that with that Boise State-Oklahoma Fiesta Bowl highlights.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'd like a little bit of trolling, I guess. you know, I think there was a Texas country song called Happiness is Lubbock in the Rearview Mirror.
Nice.
So I think that should be used maybe sometimes when,
when
Texas
story.
Tech comes to town or something like that, you know, any of those. But, I mean, obviously, I think the one that, you know, goes with any state or whatever, I mean, a Sweet Home Alabama, that's probably the biggest one outside of that. You know, obviously, I'm not an SEC guy necessarily, but, you know, that's probably the one, the quickest one I can think of off the top of my head anyway.
Yeah, I did throw you guys a curveball. The one that I love, and John and I think Jason both can attest to this, that if this comes on, I'll start bopping up in the press box and – and it's huge in Madison, Wisconsin. Okay, this is, you know, this is their tradition. But yeah, Jump Around, House of Pain, 1992, you know, and the Badgers in Wisconsin have taken it to a whole nother level, seeing 50,000 people in red jumping around to House of Pain. But yeah, when that comes on, I jump around in the press box, right?
I've seen it.
Yeah, you can attest
and you
to it.
Start singing it too.
Pack it up, pack it in, let it begin, whatever.